Welcome to In the Final Analysis podcast. This is your host, Jim Yockey, and I am the media support manager, Kylie. Welcome to episode 5, Participation and Protection. Don't let your cognitive bias get the best of you. Jim, recently you've been talking a lot about investing and the emotional areas that give us trouble with our decisions and especially our financial decisions. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, suddenly the investment community woke up recently to behavior finance. Really. Now the press and advertising are bombarding us about how regular humans have an affliction, one that predicts our money decision will be all wrong. The new mantra is cognitive bias.
And what exactly does that mean? Like, what is a bias, especially in terms of your financial behavior?
Well, it really seems there are two mental categories to consider. The first is just how we think about others or treat others. We commonly hear a lot about prejudice labeled this way. So let's just set that one aside for another discussion. The concept we're really interested in stems primarily from psychological research on judgment decisions. That's brought to us by professors like Daniel Kahneman, Amos Tversky, Paul Meehl, Richard Thaler, and a host of others over the last 4 decades. Collectively, they concluded that we actually subconsciously developed these decision shortcuts that help make sense of the world. The biases are the shortcuts. These shortcuts, or I call them rules of thumb, the official title is heuristics, but they're patterns or strategies that we learn to make quicker decisions. The thought processes we adopt become cognitive biases. The problem is that these rules of thumb can often lead to big time mistakes.
What kind of mistakes, could that be?
Well, there's a whole host of them, but here's a couple of examples. You plan to take your kids to a Taylor Swift concert. It took you 3 days to figure out how to get them, and the opportunities you searched were mind-boggling. Good idea, but way out of your budget. So let's back up and say, okay, we need tickets to University of Louisville, Kentucky football game. Think about paying $40 for each of the four reasonable seats. You get ready with the kids and you get game time and you get to the stadium and you have a bit of a tailgate and you reach for the tickets to get in the gate. You swear you put them into the glove box, but not there. You quickly check everywhere. Panic sets in and you call home. Yep, they're on top of the dresser. What do you do? Well, choices come first. Do you fight the traffic to run back home and get the tickets? Oh, you can't do that because you're in Lexington and the tickets are in Louisville. That's a 120-mile round trip. Okay, so you could try buying replacement tickets anywhere around the stadium or just give up and go home. The fact is, this is a very emotional moment. If you find someone to sell you four tickets and you pay for them, the original cost is down the drain, not coming back to spend on something else later. Economically, the situation is that the money for the purchased tickets is gone. That is sunk cost fallacy bias showing up. Alternatively, if you go home, you'll see the disappointment on the little faces, and the money is still gone. That means regret about your actions. Chances are you decide to buy new tickets, right? Anyway, well, you hate to make mistakes, so buying new tickets softens the regret you would have had for the error. Not to mention, you can't take the feeling of regret you might have for seeing the little kids' faces if you don't buy them. Two cognitive biases at work, sunk cost and regret.
Okay, got you. What's another example of a cognitive bias that you might see?
Oh, you're pressing down on it now. Okay. try this. You dread holidays. Your cousin Bob will be there gathering with the family for a day-long celebration. Bob's always trying to find some miracle method of making a fortune. After lunch, you find yourself on the patio. Yep, bids. Your cousin Bob is all over you about making an investment in a stock that he says is off the charts. That never goes well, you suspect. You've confirmed so many times that you generally agree with nothing your cousin says, especially in this case, since you already know so much more about these things than he'll ever know. Bob is always wrong. Next week, to confirm your belief, you find yourself looking up the stock and it has risen 42%. Does that change what previously you had confirmed about your cousin? Confirmation bias lights up, but often with very small data sample, like this case. How many times would he have to be right for you to begin to believe him? The bias is essentially that we seek to confirm what we already know, rejecting out of hand, challenging anything that challenges that knowledge.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you for explaining. Speaking of investing, kind of where are we in the investing world right now, and how might, you know, the emotions of bias come into play with that?
Well, when investing is chock full of emotional triggers, just like biases. Moreover, complexity and uncertainty make deciding hard. How do you know that your choice is the right thing to do to get what you really want? I suppose the thing is we want mostly is to make more money and not lose any simultaneously, actually, right? So here are a couple of things to think about with your strategy. Remember, participation and protection. If you do not suit up, go to practice and show up at the game, you will not win. Same thing in investing. Perhaps you'll select a stock for part of this exercise. That means you prepare yourself to research and decide on what and why to invest in, or to find someone to help. Note, by the way, by and large, a licensed broker or advisor will be required to implement anything you decide about anyway, especially in financial markets. So make sure you have trust in them.
Well, that is a lot of information. So is there a place or something that our listeners can find that can help them understand these emotional triggers?
Well, yeah. Last year, I wrote a white paper, well, not long ago, and it was called The Only Game in Town. And that addresses our general ability to make judgment decisions, mainly when there is significant uncertainty, like now. This is where we are now, judging from the economy, markets, and politics anyway. The two fundamental research thoughts psychologically has had over time are we do probably don't do probability calculations very well, especially regarding love, religion, politics, or money. And we tend to make decisions based upon our rules of thumb too quickly without sufficient data.
Gotcha. And where can our listeners find this white paper, The Only Game in Town?
Well, our website, wisdomchoice.net, has a lot of information on it, has many white papers under special news. And we added educational links under the heading of financial intelligence for you. This area includes a brief survey of how you think and feel about money. That survey is backed by science, resulting in a report that's unique, especially to you. You can just go to wisdomchoice.net/yourmoneyemotions and take the take the survey, and nobody's going to blast you with propaganda or anything, but you'll have a better understanding of how you think about money. And then you can try the pulse checks there to learn more about biases. And, you know, now, if you really think about this, look, next time you're making an investment choice, be ready to evaluate your trust decision strategy and check your bias at the door. These things will be helpful when you do the pulse checks. These things will be helpful for you to be able to understand how you really have a strategy or what your strategy is. Now, then how are you going to learn about participation and protection for yourself is the next question. And this question requires really more information. So in the final analysis, call or email wisdomchoice.net. Maybe we can help.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jim. And for our listeners, if you want to find all the information we have about your emotional biases about money, your feelings and thoughts about money behaviors, you can visit our website again at wisdomchoice.net and check out our financial intelligence category, as well as our other wealth of resources with our white papers and financial behavior information. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the final analysis. We try to keep you informed. Be sure that you're on the email list and call us if you have any questions whatsoever. Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professionals before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Wisdom Financial Management, LLC are not affiliated.